if we don't understand the dynamic and we just go into shaming, then we're not actually solving the problem. We're perpetuating, because shame is what drives the addiction. Shame is what prevents us from stepping up and talking about it and saying, hey, I have a problem. Let's say I have that problem. I'm gonna be too embarrassed to stand up and say, I really need to talk about this. Because if I step up and say, hey, I'm having these feelings about younger people, and what do I do about it? Then I'm gonna get shamed. It's too embarrassing. And so please understand, this is not a condoning. This is healing conversation. This is about a healing conversation. This is about getting people to have some courage and share what they're ashamed about in a community setting, because shame thrives on the dark. And that's really where our insecure attachments come from. These small t traumas come from these experiences that we've had with our primary attachments, with our mother, father, with these caregivers. And what ends up happening is, unfortunately, they get stored and hidden in our body, and we start to act them out within our relationships. You start to get into relationships in your teens and 20s and 30s, and you start going, wow, this is a very familiar pattern. And as you go from one person to the next, some people, very few, too few, I think, are ready and stand up and go, I see the source of my relationship problems. It's not my fault, but there are things that I've gone through that are unresolved within me, and they're contributing to these relationship dynamics. What is up? If you are finally ready to learn how to take all of these concepts that I share in my content, in my podcasts, in my YouTube videos, my Facebook Lives, and learn how to integrate them and implement them through a series of neural exercises that teach you how to rewire your relationship with trauma, sex, and money, the things that are most argued about in relationship dynamics, you will absolutely love my upcoming 3-day intensive. Click that link below. It's coming up very soon. It is ideal for people who are nerds for neuroscience and want to rewire this conditioning of undeserving, of prosperity, abundance, and healthy sexuality. If we don't get to the conditioning, these unresolved faulty mechanisms play out in relational dynamics, creating insecure attachments. And unconsciously, we are pushing prosperity and healthy sexuality away because of this mechanism of undeserving. If you want to learn how to shift it from an embodied perspective, follow the link below, and we'll see you at our next Rewire event coming really soon.